At least every Ghanaian has an affiliation to a religious sect. This notwithstanding, corruption as a canker has in recent years gained uncontrolled notoriety. What then can religious groups, especially churches, mosques and others, do to champion the crusade against this menace? According to evangelist John Frank Tamaklo of Tama Community 2 Church of Christ, Ghanaians have become gullible and are accepting messages that compromise their moral ethics. He said the leadership of the church in Ghana has failed to champion the cause against corruption. Evangelist Tamaklo also asked the media to establish religious departments to assess messages from pastors before airing them.
I think the church role has always been played, or we've been told over and over again, but it seems to me that the essence of religion, the object of religion, which is to transform, to mold and to shape the character and the outlook of a believer, that's where we have not been able to do very well as a faith. Because if we are able to transform people through the preaching of the word, it will manifest itself in the things that we do. Corruption, as we're talking about, is involved by everyone. It's cut across everywhere. And almost every person you're talking about is a member of one church or the other. He goes to church every Sunday and hears the word being preached. But the question then is the word really being preached? What is needed to transform people? Is that what really we are teaching? So when we're talking about changing people, we have to also ask, what are we preaching to them as ministers? What is the central theme of our message? This is where, as a nation or as a Christian organization, we have the challenge. Until we address this issue, correct it, it will all be a part of the problem we now see.
So looking at this canker, aside reaching the word and the practicality in terms of, you know, leadership, what else can we look at?
We need to organize ourselves to be able to, as you call it, name and shame. That is very important. It gets to a point where you have to name and shame. For all I've been seeing right now, there has always been a cover-up, an attempt to dress it well, let it look well, using the nice languages. But we need to name and shame, as we've been talking about. It is time we come forward so that others will learn from it. You know, in the Christian faith, there is something we call disfellowship, where a member goes contrary to the faith or to the teaching. He or she is to be disfellowshipped from the assembly. Now, this is done publicly so that scripture says it will serve as a deterrent to others also to know that should you go this way, you'll also be what? Disfellowship. And it will be done openly so that people know. It doesn't happen in the secular world. So in the secular world, the word we use or the expression is a name and shame. But in the church, it is disfellowship. But not many even churches practice that disfellowship. You are afraid of people now leaving your fellowship and your fellowship becoming so small. We are more interested in numbers because that makes us feel big. And it's sort of an egoistic thing. When we start to do this, then people will know. So that these things can be tested to see how it goes. Because it amounts to public corruption of the public.
Evangelist John Franklin Tamaklo is with the Tama Community 2 Church of Christ. We have on the line the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, Ghana, who is also the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, to help us digest this issue. Welcome to Radio Ghana News, sir.
Thank you.
Well, we are talking about corruption in society, and as you heard the earlier speaker, every Ghanaian has an affiliation to a religious sect, but this canker is still raging. What is expected of the church in terms of role, you know, to champion the crusade against this canker?
Well, thank you very much. The fact that people identify themselves with specific Christian organizations or religious groups doesn't mean that they are fully committed to the Lord that they are serving. In fact, the broad way, a lot of people are following it. I mean, if you look at today, churches, a good number of people go to church, not because they go there, they are committed to the Lord Jesus Christ who transforms people's lives. But it's a mark of civility that somebody should do that. And so the numbers themselves do not say anything. But having said that, I think it is important also for us to know that, you know, we cannot, just on the basis of the kinds of things that we hear, condemn everybody. Because, I mean, what is happening in our country is that good things don't get announced. They don't get published. When people do right things, it is no news. It is always the bad things that we would want to highlight. There's nothing wrong with that because we all want to do the right things. I think it would be wrong for us to think that from the time Christianity came into this country and all the churches that have come into being, people are not preaching the word. That is why this is happening. In fact, among the Lord's disciples, you had even Judas within, whom the Bible says that was stealing money that was given to for the outkeep of the people. So you always have such people amongst us. Having said that, that is not to say that we should not, as churches, proclaim the message that the Lord has given to us. I quite agree with the evangelist who was speaking that sometimes we compromise the word of God. Instead of us affirming, declaring, you know, the solid word of God, we rather play, you know, to the gallery. We say things that will suit the ears of the people. We cannot, as a church, you know, do what he was proposing, that we name and shame, because all have sinned. But we need to continue to proclaim the message. We need to make sure that when people do the things that is not right, our message, you know, tells it as it is. But we should do so in love, because the church is there for pardon. You know, all Christians are pardoned sinners. There is none that is righteous in the sight of the Lord. And therefore, we should do so in humility, love those people, and seek to bring them closer to the Lord so that they may know. We ourselves must set the examples. Members of the church, leadership of the church, we must set the example for people to follow. So that once they see that we ourselves, we are living the message that we preach, they would also do so.
Most Reverend will find another time to digest this issue thoroughly, but in the interim, we want to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church Ghana and also the chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante.